Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, continuing our coverage of the Santee City Council race. Today, my very special guest is Rudy Reyes. Rudy is a candidate running in District 2 against Councilman Ron Hall. He's a program director at San Diego State University. And he's also the worst burned victim of the Cedar Fire and a longtime advocate for burn victims. He was just telling me he's celebrating that anniversary this week as we commemorate the 15th anniversary of the fire. Rudy, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you, Miriam. I appreciate you having me on.
So tell us why you're running for the Santee City Council.
Well, simply put, I didn't want Santee to have one of its incumbents go unchallenged. It was something we needed. Santee City Council is having a problem with it not listening to the voice of its city and its voters. So I decided last minute to just run and give him an option. I'm also running with the issue that development has pretty much put a few of these incumbents in their pocket. And unfortunately, without the option of having someone to run against them, we were going to be stuck with the same council making the same decisions that were only pro-development and not going towards the people of Santee.
Traffic and development are two of the biggest issues facing Santee. We hear from a lot of the residents that they're very concerned about gridlock, and the citizens brought forth an initiative that would have gone on the ballot and given the people a vote on whether projects that exceed the general plan could be approved or not, whether a waiver could be granted or not to build projects that exceed what's allowed in the general plan. And the current council, including your opponent, voted not to put that on the ballot right away, but rather to spend $40,000 to study it. What is your opinion of that vote, and would you have voted differently?
Well, number one, with the fact that Santee is or was already going into a deficit, we didn't have $40,000 to waste on a report. The reality is they did it just as a method to stall so that any development that was in the barrel or coming down that barrel had a chance to get itself in before the fact. What they were not aware of was the fact that this people's initiative, the adjustment to the general plan, would allow us to look back at these decisions that they're currently making up to 2018. So there is a retroactive clause in it that allows you to look back.
Interesting. Difficult to do, though, if projects have already broken ground.
No doubt. The problem is up until that point, council had been at basically 100% approval for anything that went in front of them with development.
Now, another issue is the future of Finito Ranch, a massive housing project that's been in the years for works. It's come before the council in the past in various forms. Councilman Hall has not really made his views clear on that. There was a recent candidate forum, and you know, some of them that are incumbents, of course, have to worry that if they're going to have to vote on it, they don't want to look biased or whatever. But he has not really stated his views on that. What is your opinion about Finito Ranch?
If you're just asking my opinion, it's a fish that's long rotten. That project is over 30 years in front of council and has made a bunch of illegal decisions, which has set it back the way it has. The problem is, again, is Ron Hall being one of them, the incumbents are already in the pocket of development. So therefore, they don't want to say directly that they're going to go against it or anything like that at all, because it will affect their back end pocket, such as the people who are giving him donations currently.
Now, I would like to interject here that we have invited Councilman Hall on this show, and he's advised us that he is having dental surgery this week and doesn't believe he's going to be up to it, but if that changes, he'll give us a call. He has answered written questions, and you can go on our site at eastcountymagazine.org in the politics section, and you can find the written answers that actually were submitted by all of the candidates running for all three seats. And the rest of the candidates for the other seats all will be coming on the show. So what are your ideas for improving the traffic gridlock problem that is currently in Santee?
Unfortunately, there's not much we can do about the freeway itself. I mean, we're working on this 52 coalition, and the coalition is trying to bring together every other city which is involved with adding to the traffic along the 52, because if it was just Santee, it wouldn't be an issue. We're getting a bunch from Lakeside, from every other angle other than that. The issue drops down to how Santee itself handles, and unfortunately, we haven't picked up on smart technology yet. our lights are not intercommunicating and we don't have a method to get you straight down Mast Boulevard, let's say, nonstop in the morning. And that's something we need. I mean, in general, this smart technology is the next move we're going to be doing as a society. And the fact is these type of improvements is what makes a difference.
Another issue facing Santee is that it's going into a budget deficit next year. What are your ideas for improving the economy of Santee, increasing revenues or balancing the budget, and also bringing jobs, which is another way of reducing that gridlock, getting people working close to home?
First, I'll address the job issue. Now, the way I look at it is like this. In regards to the future, it's a tech industry. I would like to see us take the old industrial park, which is over there by the swap meet / movie theater, and renovate it and bring it up to date so that we can offer that to tech industries and keep jobs in Santee. Therefore, we keep our residents in Santee and keep our traffic down. In regards to ideas for revenue, see, this is a big deal because as we sit, because of retirement issues, CalPERS, and other things that are about to hit the city, we're going to hit a deficit wall in about 2 years. If we don't come up with a way to make revenue within that time, we might have to unincorporate the way Lemon Grove is looking at.
Yeah, they have a very serious issue out there. Although Santee is a larger city with more land, but that does put more pressure on the development of that land because it does bring in the property tax revenues.
Correct. My ideas would go from looking, as again, Lemon Grove is looking at, with electronic billboards. We have a captive audience on the freeway, and each billboard pulls about $500,000 in revenue from advertisers. So putting at least one on each of the three freeways would bring $1.5 million a year. Let's say we do a little more, and we'd actually be able to resolve our problems with the deficit just in that situation alone. I've also presented the idea of sponsoring vehicles, allowing local companies to put their little tag on the side of a city vehicle and say that they sponsored it for that year.
How interesting.
Right? And that way we cut a lot of those monies we throw out annually towards this fleet that we have to constantly be working on. Every city has one of these fleets they have to constantly be working on.
So the next fire truck that comes to rescue you might have somebody's corporate logo on there.
So as a fire survivor, Rudy, it wouldn't have mattered to you what name was on that fire engine when it came to rescue you.
Exactly. But at least it saves the city money. It helps all the way around, and they get to get their name out there.
Who are your major endorsements, Rudy?
Well, number one, I'm endorsed by the San Diego Democratic Party, along with all the East County clubs and organizations. From there, I've reached out and gotten an oral endorsement from Marty Emerald, which was really nice to get because she kind of reached out to me too.
Yeah, former newscaster and former San Diego City Councilwoman.
Correct. The one that really surprised me, not just one, there were actually a few, is being in Santee, we have a lot of hardcore Republicans, much less Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. I had one gentleman who come to me and said he wanted one of my signs for his front yard. I go to the forum to meet him, and he's a hardcore red hat wearing Trump supporter, mm-hmm. right? The funny thing is after the forum, I had done such a good job that he still wanted my sign and then sent me a photo of my sign in his front yard that he was very proud to have put up.
Very nice. Well, you know, traffic gridlock really doesn't break down party lines.
No, and that's the point here is once they hear somebody with some good ideas that's actually making points to them that they can grasp, it changes your whole aspect, and red and blue doesn't matter.
Yeah, so often on local boards, we find that that's true. You see an absolute partisan divide in Washington, D.C., even in Sacramento, but at the local level, it's really about people with common sense in all parties who will sit down and work across the table to find common sense solutions.
And as I believe I heard Evelyn say, it was a warm heart feeling to get when you walk up to these voters and ask them for their vote at their door when they've never had anybody do that before in their life.
Yeah, we're talking about Evelyn Andrade Hemsfield, who is running in one of the other districts in Santee. Rudy, I'm going to give you the final word today. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy for the Santee City Council District 2 seat?
My website is electrudyreyes.com. You can find Elect Rudy Reyes for 2nd District Santee Council on Facebook. And I would appreciate your support for this election.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Radio Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.